Good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be back in DeKalb and chairing the Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee meeting. This is our May meeting of this committee, and so Ms. Banks Wilkins, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Robert Boyd, thank you. Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Anthony Iasco. Trustee Robert Marshall. Trustee Sherilyn Mueller.
Here.
Chair Manuel Sanchez.
Here.
BOT Chair Mark Strauss.
Here.
Thank you.
Great. Good morning, and thank you all for being here this beautiful morning in DeKalb. It's an exciting time, not because it's the end of the year or the beginning of spring and summer, but it's just a delightful time to welcome some new trustees, have reappointments announced, and now be at, even though our new Judge Iasco trustee, I guess, had an emergency call, so we'll see him at the board meeting. But I think it's great to have a full complement again, and haven't had the governor attend to the most important matter of reappointments and new appointments. I think it's very exciting for NIU, and as a longtime trustee, it's very exciting for me personally. Let's have a verification of the appropriate notification of the public meeting. Mr. Blakemore.
Compliance, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, very good. May I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting? Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none. It passes. Okay. Let's see. Review and approval of the minutes. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of March 3, 2011, which my fellow trustee Bob Boyd was so kind to chair for me in my absence? Is there a motion? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bob. Is there a second? Okay. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposition? Hearing none. It passes. Okay. Today's agenda includes a number of items that require committee action and committee approval. Among the items are fiscal year 2012 internal operating budget interim approval, six fiscal year 2012 contract renewals and open orders, School of Nursing fee request. If you were just here for the Academic and Affairs Committee, you heard about the exploding effort, I guess, on the nursing school side, so we're going to have to address that on the fee side. One car upgrade purchase, three grant purchases, construction budget approval for campus non-instructional modernization projects, agreements with the NIU Foundation and NIU Alumni Associations, and then committee reports will include the quarterly report of transactions in excess of $100,000, periodic reports on investments, semi-annual report on active capital project. Do UAC representatives, I'd like now to recognize the representatives of the university, if they're here, Dr. Ellen Rosenbaum or Dr. Greg Wass. Would you like to say some words, sir? Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back in the grassy fields of DeKalb. And they're a lot greener today as a result of yesterday's rain bombardment, I might add.
The last time Manny was in town was 2 weeks ago.
Well, you know what? Actually, I'm defending a case in Ogle County, so every time I go by on I-88, I'm thinking, wow, there's my alma mater right to the right. Mr. Blakemore, have any members of the and for me, it's a distinct pleasure, first time chairing this since Jerry came on board. Obviously, we miss your predecessor, but welcome, sir, to the board of trustees at NIU and our new general counsel, and I expect that you'll be around for a long time, sir. And I look forward to it, as I know all of my fellow trustees do. Have any members of the public registered a written request to address the board in accordance with the state laws and bylaws of the trustees of NIU?
We have had none, Mr. Chairman. No.
Okay. Very good. You know, one of these days we're going to get one of those, and I'm going to deal with it, and I'll probably be stunned a little, but we'll deal with it. Okay. At this point, I'd like to ask Dr. Eddie Williams to present the university report.
Yes, sir. And Mr. Chairman, please be careful for what you wish for. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you the action items under our board of Trustees, Finance Facilities and Operations Committee agenda that are being recommended by the university. The first item is 7.A, which is the interim operating budget approval. As you know, that in order for the university to begin expending funds for the new fiscal year, which is fiscal 12, we need an interim approval of expenditure authority or the budget in order for us to move forward. As you know, the state legislature has not yet finalized the budget appropriations for fiscal 12, so we don't really know yet what those numbers would be. This gives an interim approval for us to operate until which time we do have a permanent budget in place, and that we will also present that budget to this committee and to the board at the September meeting. So we ask your approval of the interim interim authority.
Okay. Is there a motion? Okay. It's on page 10. Any discussion? Yes, Trustee Strauss.
Spending authority here is predicated on having available from the state the same amount of money as we received this year. Is that correct?
That's essentially the basic concept is that it's the same amount. But Trustee Strauss, what it does say is that whatever that appropriation is, that we have the authority to move forward with it up until the board has an opportunity to deal with the permanent appropriation and approval. Because it may not be that the base amount from this fiscal year will be, in fact, the appropriation for 12.
Trustee Boyd?
I think I've asked this before in prior years. When you say internal operating budget as versus external, you really mean this is interim, as the word internal implies? Or is that external you're talking about?
No, sir. We use the term internal, meaning our operations, but the interim concept is, in fact, to bridge us between the lack of a defined appropriation to the point in which we have a defined appropriation.
Okay. But the internal and the subsequent budget really is no different in terms of the final number?
No.
Yeah, that's why I want to be sure.
Dr. Williams, I have a question. Why is it that this was walked in today? I mean, why is it that we need to act on this at this point, given the lack of action, if you will, in Springfield?
Well, without this authority, the university could not expend the budget once it is appropriated. Everything that we do requires an approval of the internal budget by the board. The state, about 3 or 4 years ago, in fact, required that the universities have a formal action on the part of their board of trustees approving the internal budgets. And because of the fact that we don't have the full numbers before us, we're forced to bring to you an interim authorization whereby when we do get the final one, we can then bring that back for a total approval.
Thank you. Yes, Trustee.
Dr. Williams, what's the status of this fiscal year's appropriation from the state and the payment of the monies due? Where are we at on that?
Yes, I'm very, very pleased to report that. At this juncture, the state of Illinois has reimbursed both the fall and spring MAP money, the scholarship money. We're very pleased the efforts on the part of our president and some members of this board, in fact, to try to get the state to acknowledge the importance of scholarship money and to pay the amount has resulted in that being paid. With regard to the base appropriation and for operations, we are standing right now at approximately $43 million of outstanding vouchers remaining for this fiscal year, which has about six or 8 weeks left in this fiscal year. So we are about 40% of our budget has not been given to us.
And just a follow-up question. Has the state extended the period of time for payment? It's due in by July 1st.
Correct.
In the past, it's my recollection, they've extended that period till December of the calendar year. Has that happened this year?
Your recollection is correct. But last year they did extend the what we call a lapse period to December 31st. At this juncture, they have not done that, to my knowledge.
So what happens July 1st, Dr. Williams?
At July 1st, we will have an outstanding balance from the state. I'm absolutely sure of that. I just don't know how much it will be. I don't know exactly how the state will handle it. We're hoping that if there is an outstanding balance, they will extend the lapse period, which gives them more time to pay it. Other than that, it will be a very interesting topic of discussion and perhaps a legal one for council to review. If we get to June 30th and there is no extension and the money is not here.
Could I ask, Mr. Chair, then, at this juncture, could we ask our general counsel to investigate what the remedies would be if we do not get an extension after July 1st and their money's owed from the state?
Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? I would only add at this point, I don't know how Dr. Peters and Dr. Williams and the provost and the staff do it. I know as a business person, if I was shorted 40% of my revenue at this point in the fiscal year, I would be very challenged to keep the business going. And somehow, some way, you all do it, and we're very, very proud that you're able to keep, at least from an external standpoint, without any sacrifice on the quality of the education and the quality of the programs and the quality of the reputation. So I'm just in awe of it, and I think my fellow trustees are as well. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Action item 7B.
Item 7B is approval of a contract for the purchase of fuel, gasoline, for our vehicles for the campus. I want to thank Bill Finucane and his staff in transportation for negotiating an outstanding contract. This contract calls for gasoline to be purchased at a price of $3.10 a gallon.
How do I get in line?
that line is very long right now. But we do have this, and we ask your approval before they want to change their mind.
Yeah, really. Okay, is there a motion? Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? I would just, as a point of information, let you all know that on my way here, I noticed that at the I-88 tollway, it's 414, and I typically fill up here in DeKalb on Lincoln Highway, and the one on Lincoln Highway and the one on Annie Glidden are 426. So if you want to save 12 cents a gallon, you can't get the 310 deal, but you can save 12 cents a gallon by going on I-88. All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. All right. Action item 7C.
Item 7C is approval, one of the annual open orders that we have for consumable materials such as napkins, disposable plates, and so forth. We asked your approval. This was advertised as required. This is the first year of a five-year renewable contract, and we asked your approval.
All right. Is there a motion? Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Eddie?
Yes.
Go ahead.
How green is green?
I think this is a good shade of green.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Serve me right for not being clear in asking the question.
Yes,
but all kidding aside, do we pay attention to any of those items we buy?
Absolutely. And I think that both our students and staff are very much focused on any and every way we can comply and be sensitive to green issues, and I did not mean to be.
We know each other better.
Yes, sir.
Clear enough. Thank you.
Great. Okay, any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Next.
Item 7D is approval of a telecommunication open order for cellular services. And I would like to make it very clear here that this is far more than just regular phone service. There is networking, wireless networks and interface and internet services, as well as data services that are part of this program. So this is not just cellular phones, but it is a much larger context of services. It's an open order with Verizon Wireless, and we ask your approval.
Okay, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded by Trustee Boy. Okay, any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes.
Item 7E is the approval of the corresponding landline connections that the university has. This connects our systems with the local provider, as well as, again, connecting internet and inbound and outbound services for individual phone lines, DSL services, and the like. So we asked your approval of this this open order contract.
Okay, is there a motion?
So
okay, Trustee Boy has moved it. Trustee Muir, a second?
Yes.
Okay, moved and seconded. Discussion?
I do have a question.
Yes, Trustee Muir?
No, I defer to you first.
I'd just like to request a roll call vote on this one when we get to that, please.
Oh, okay. Very good. But before we conduct vote, I would add that, and I just checked with President Peters, the landlines, like everybody and their families is realizing, particularly it's a generational thing. I don't know about you all, but none of my kids have landlines, and they're just relying on the cellular phone. And we just had an alum from the business school speak at the business college luncheon last week, Ralph De La Vega, the AT&T mobility president, and he shared with us the transformation between the cellular and the landlines. And so I am convinced that this will continue to go down, but never really cease, because you still have to have, for emergencies, et cetera, landline-based operations. Okay. Yes?
I just have a question. I did notice, Dr. Williams, that the vendors for the three telecommunication action items that we have are different. And I understand probably why they're different, because they have areas of expertise that's different. But how is the integration and interconnectivity of the three different vendors?
I'm going to defer to Wally to give a better
Wally's World. And Wally's World, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
They don't.
Okay. But if you say it's okay, okay.
But we do for them. So the Verizon Wireless contract is a state-negotiated contract, and we basically just opt on that contract and implement different pieces of it. The Frontier contract, you know, our phone switch and our facilities are here, so we have to connect to their offices to get to the public. Mm-hmm. And referring to one of the comments about the landlines going away, the problem with that is if we did away with our landlines going away, nobody could call us. So this is really mostly about inbound calls and local traffic within the campus is really the big piece. All of the toll calls, all of the other stuff, the students really are doing on their phones. And by the way, many of our own people, because they travel so much and everything, but we do try to route as much call traffic as we can locally, because it costs us less. The integration is all done here on campus, actually.
Very good. As always, Wally, thank you very much for laying a lot of insight on that. Any other questions or discussion? Are you hearing none? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any oh, it's a roll call vote. Okay. Sharon?
Trustee Boy?
Yes.
Trustee Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Marshall?
Yes.
Trustee Marshall? Trustee Muir?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
And the vote? Yes.
Chair Strauss?
Abstain.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you get Trustee Marshall's vote?
It was a yes.
Okay, good. Yes, it is. All right, good. Next, Dr.
Item 7F is a request for approval of a maintenance contract to cover all of our telecommunication equipment. This is an ongoing renewal of second year of a three-year contract. We ask your approval.
Okay, is there a motion?
So
moved. Moved and seconded?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All right, any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Next.
Item 7G is approval of a open order for services for waste management and utilities, solid waste removal. This is the third year of a nine-year renewal option agreement. We ask your approval.
Is there a motion?
Move.
Moved and second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes, Trustee Strauss. Chair Strauss.
I've had a couple of people ask me about the availability of recycling for major sporting events at the stadium or at the convocation center. Does this contract cover those areas? Because I haven't noticed recycling receptacles at those locations.
I'm looking at Bob Albanese, and he's shaking his head saying, yes, there is a coverage. Bob, why don't you comment?
We can expand the service as needed. So if there are areas where we're not really doing as well as we should be, I'd appreciate letting me know, and I'll kind of follow up on it and make sure we do a better job at those events.
Perhaps with those two, you could take a look at that.
Okay.
Yeah, Trustee Strauss, we'll take a strong look at the stadium and make sure that all of those are covered under that effort.
You know, I would also note before we put it to a vote that at least in Chicago, recently I've noticed these big bins, big recycling bins for plastic and or for paper, and apparently they're available because the way they make their money is by having advertising on the side of the bins, but otherwise they provide these bins, I believe, free of charge. At least it's worth something, Bob, looking into, because I do see them getting filled regularly with bottles, plastic, and paper. And so, again, consistent with Dr. Williams' comment about sustainability and staying green, that's just another way of us promoting it. And your point's well taken, Trustee Strauss. Yes, Trustee Muir.
But given that thought you had, which is a really good fiscal thought, do we have any issues regarding policy for advertising if we ever went into that direction? Making determinations on how much will it cost, what's the criteria for those who would want to advertise on a public campus?
I'm sure not clear. Sure. I'm not clear on your question again.
I think what Chair Sanchez was saying, that in Chicago, one of the ways in which recycling is occurring, Manny, tell me if I'm paraphrasing, right, is that the bins are free so that it wouldn't be an add-on to any contract.
Correct.
But it's paid by, they advertise on those bins.
Right.
And I thought that's a really good suggestion from a fiscal perspective. But then I thought, well, do we have any policies relative to advertising by vendors on a public campus? It's just a question. It doesn't need an answer. It just needs to be thought about.
Just to make a quick comment, we're very restrictive in terms of doing any advertising on campus. And anytime those proposals come up, we certainly run them through Dr. Williams and the president for approval. But so far, we've shied away from doing mass advertising on the campus. That's probably not the look we're looking for.
And our recycling is through a contract, mm-hmm, and which is a negotiable, biddable situation, yeah, which gives opportunity for external vendors, mm-hmm, to do it. I do note that in some cases, some of the bins that we do have from waste management has their name on it, but it's because it's their bin.
Yeah.
And so I think your concept is a good one. We'll pursue that further
because I think
to see if we can.
If we do this, we need a policy and probably through the board as well in terms of not just for recycling, but if we were going to offer that as a way to cut costs. And that's a very good fiscal consideration, but I think we need a policy. How do we set a price?
Right.
You know, what are the standards? What are we going to do? And I think now's the time to probably explore that.
I think we do have that set of policies.
Do we?
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
It may not be as refined and nuanced as it needs be.
Right. Okay,
in
so
this
we have
day
a good start
of commercialization.
On it.
But
good.
All I know is every time I go to a Husky football game, I see a whole lot of fine advertisement along that stadium, and I'd like to see even more as long as they'll sponsor more.
Like Sanchez and
like the law firm, right? Okay, any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Next item.
Item 7H is approval of a school of nursing fee for off-campus nursing degree completion programs. I'm understanding that most of the board members were a part of the academic committee and heard a report from the provost regarding how this fee would be used and the justification for the fee, so that we simply say that, you know, based on demand and our ability to develop strong alliances with community colleges, we asked your approval of this fee so that we can expand these services.
Okay, is there a motion? Second. Moved and seconded by Trustee Boy. Discussion. You know how ironic, yesterday out at Illinois River Energy in Rochelle, the foreman out there, general foreman, told me that his 31-year-old son, who just went back to school, is here at NIU in the nursing program. And I'm thinking, how ironic that the next day I'm here and listening to both committees talking about this really dynamic program that we have here at NIU. So I'm excited to be a part of this vote. All right. Any discussion further? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Okay, it passes.
Item 7I is approval for an upgrade of our one-card system. This is the system that we use for identification for our students. It's also used as an access card in terms of the library, residence hall access, and it's also part of our Husky Bucks program, which allows students to purchase various commodities from local vendors by using this card. Our system is just simply out of date. Some of the hardware is really not covered under maintenance agreements anymore. We need to do the upgrade to make this a viable system. So we ask your approval of the upgrade. The funds to do so will be taken from generated revenues from use of the one cards and internal funds.
Good. Is there a motion? Second?
Second.
Second. Moved and seconded. Discussion? Yes, Trustee Strauss.
What was the life cycle for the existing equipment? How long have we been on that?
We have been using the current software for about 7 to 8 years, I believe, or more.
Over 10.
Over 10. Over 10.
Wow.
Yeah, because my card was spun up. Yeah.
Over 10? Okay. Wow. Okay.
96. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Gee whiz. 96.
But it has been expanding in terms of the use. It was a basic card. Then we've added different additional opportunities to use it for various types of activity over that period of time.
Mm-hmm. Trustee Strauss, I can tell you, was not here in 1970 when I graduated. But that's another story.
You had a one stone.
You got it.
Yes, sir.
It brought back memory. 1996. I still remember we used Social Security numbers to enroll.
That's right. That's right. That's
right. Can you imagine that?
Yes,
I do recall.
No, when we first became trustees.
I was just going to say, in case you all forgot, that's when the Board of Trustees had their first meeting in 1996.
We both look a little bit different then.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Any further discussion?
If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Next item.
Item 7J is approval of a contract. What we're asking for here is a management software package. It's covered under a grant to the Center for Governmental Studies, and we ask your approval.
Okay. I have a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Not all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Next.
Item 7K is approval again for an expenditure relating to a grant out of the College of Engineering and Engineering Technology, the ICDM program, research and manufacturing services, and this is amendment. We discussed some of this prior, but we asked your approval.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Yes, Trustee Muir.
I don't know if the dean is here. Is he? Dean Vora?
No.
Oh, maybe the provost. Oh, well. I would just, my question on this is, how long is this grant? What's its renewability? And that's okay if you don't know.
I'm afraid I don't know.
That's okay.
I could certainly check into it before the board meeting.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Could it, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead. President Peter?
The makers of the to write this so that an average university president could understand what it is.
That's a good point.
I kind of have a feel for what it is, but I'm not. We should be put in different language.
And that's even more important for the trustees, okay? So your point's well taken, President Peters. Okay? Notwithstanding the problematic language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Next.
Item 7L is approval again of a grant-related project, the Department of Geology and Environmental Geosciences, the Wizard Project. We asked your approval. This is a part of the grant includes the provisions at the University of Nebraska Lincoln would be involved to provide services under this grant, and this is the one that goes into the ice caps, and so we asked your approval.
Wow. All right, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Not all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Next.
Item 7A is approval for the projects related to campus non-instructional modernization and capacity improvement to translate what I just said. In December of last year, this board approved a bond issue under the Bill America bond program. To provide improvements for our campus facilities. They are several are listed here, including Grant Towers, Gilbert Hall, the Home Student Center, campus parking, roadway, and further infrastructure, and so forth. The board approved the bond issue. We were very successful in going to the market. We sold the bonds. The funds are in the bank. Now we're just asking board approval to allow us to establish overall budgets for these specific projects and to move forward with the projects and construction. So we ask your approval.
Trustee Boy moves it. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion?
This is
yes.
Exciting
Boy.
Times. Combine that with the new student housing that we're building right next to it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a home student center connection to the new student housing, the residential project that we're talking about, the freshman residential project.
Okay.
So the timing is going to be all together in the sense that next year we'll be finishing up the first phase.
Yes, sir. Very good point. We have two major parallel initiatives underway from a capital perspective. As Trustee Boyd mentioned, we have the first-year student housing project, which we are underway in terms of construction. This was through the public-private partnership that we entered into. And it's moving very successfully. And hand in hand with that initiative is this second initiative, which is more of an NIU improvement of existing facilities and some expansion of facilities. This second initiative will be going on at the same time in terms of the improvements, separate pools of dollars. And the good thing about both of those pools is that the dollars are in the bank, so we have the money to work with.
I view it this way, Eddie. The excitement of this is for the parents of potential freshman candidates come to NIU, they'll be so excited about their children living in the new dormitories. For the existing student body, they'll be so excited because there's something also for them.
Absolutely.
And that is the existing project that we're talking about here, Home Student Center and Grand Tower and all the good stuff. So it is exciting.
Yes.
I think that, too bad, Robert, you're graduating. Thank you, Chair.
Graduating okay. students will get the satisfaction of knowing that their alma mater is moving forward.
Amen. All right, any further discussion? Yes.
Real quick question. On any of these bond funds that we have, especially on construction projects where we have the money now and we're waiting to disperse the money, are we allowed to put them in interest-bearing accounts?
Yes, we are. That's an excellent point. All funds are invested. We have, though, some federal constraints, bond constraints that limit the amount of interest that we can generate off of the bonds. Mm-hmm. And these guidelines were put in place, the Alphatross requirements, so that they do limit the yield that we can get from them.
In this day and age, it's probably irrelevant. Well,
no problem at all.
No problem.
I mean, there's no issue.
I don't think so. But we get to keep that interest. So when you're writing a contract, the longer we can retain that money, the better off we are before we disperse it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Anything further? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes.
Item 7N will be presented by our general counsel, Mr. Blakeman.
Okay, good. Go ahead,
Jim. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, executive staff, I'm pleased to present this agreement for your review and approval. The sum and substance of this and this hard work was done prior to my time, so I really want to give a special thanks to Vicki Giglio and to Norton Gilbert, who were the lawyers who actually did this. But I'm especially pleased that I had a chance to work with the leadership of both the foundation, a number of the members of those boards, as well as the alumni foundation board to get this done. In summary, what we're doing here is codifying a relationship that has been a good one between both the foundation and the Alumni Association, but it is necessary to have not just good working relationships, but documents that indicate that. We have also updated the agreements between us, given the FOIA issues that are certainly pertinent for public institutions, and we have, I believe, reached a good balance between the necessity for both, and I am speaking for both of these two agreements now, but the balance between the independence that is absolutely necessary, particularly to protect the donors, and the necessity on the part of the university to make sure that the mission in particular of these two institutions are consistent with the overall mission of the university. So I'm pleased to present this for your review and approval.
Good. First of all, is there a motion?
So moved.
And we'll take up both the NIU Foundation and the NIU Alumni Association because they're both on your items, action items 23 and 24. So any discussion or questions as to either? Yes, Sherilyn.
I have discussion, but do you want a motion first?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Motion. I thought I got it.
Yeah.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Chairman.
Okay. First of all, on the foundation agreement, Bob and I serve as liaisons to the foundation, and I think we both remember the amount of work that has been put forth on this. In particular, as some of the case law had come down relative to the separation of foundations and universities, but all with a common goal and vision. So I think that it is very, very timely and we probably had needed this a while back, but I think also politically we had to work through a lot of issues. So I think that's a very good thing. Are there any differences in terms of the two agreements? And if so, what are they, given a different structure relative to a foundation and the Alumni Association?
Well, just given the different missions of the two, there are obviously differences. The primary difference, though, is particularly with the foundation, we really have zeroed in on protecting confidential information. Even with respect to the limitations on the part of staff in terms of what they can and cannot disclose, we have gone as far in this agreement as to indicate that if there is an issue with disclosure with respect to employees, foundation employees who are actually university employees, then quite honestly, the university will step away so that that information, you know, donor private confidential information is not disclosed. We don't have the same types of issues, obviously, with the alumni. That's a much cleaner, or it's a less complicated agreement. But that's probably the major difference.
Thank you.
Okay, anything further? Yes, Trustee Boyd.
Oh, no, I'm comfortable. I have the chance to review some of this with also with counsel, and I'm comfortable with what has been written.
Very good. Okay, anything further? Okay, if not, all those in favor signify by saying aye as to both items N and items O, 7N, 7O, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes, and thank you for all the hard work that went into that. Mike, you can go back now and be comfortable that everything's good. And raise money, yes. Okay, that's it on the action items. Anything else, Dr. Williams?
Yes, sir. I just will report to the board, and you'll find in your materials university reports. They include the quarterly summary of transactions, periodic review on investments, and the semi-annual progress report on active capital projects. If you have any questions regarding any of those matters, you may certainly ask here, or please just contact me at your convenience. But these are periodic reports to the board, and with that, Mr. Chairman, we have concluded the materials.
Thank you. I know that our next meeting will be on August 25, 2011. Is there anything further? If not, I'd request a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Moved. Seconded. Any? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? None. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.